Time to talk Eagles offense. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. Age has not gotten to you, Pat, in the years you've been gone. Welcome back to Philadelphia. You look great. Great to have you back in Philly, and I know it's exciting times.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. It was fun when I had a chance to visit with Coach Kelly, and we kind of decided that this would work out. Yeah. I was really excited to be able to come back.
Did you? He spoke in the press conference about how you guys just really meshed during the interview. Did you feel it too?
Well, you know how you meet somebody for the first time, really. I knew, you know, Coach Kelly. I knew him, but I really didn't have any opportunity to spend time with him. And after we spent some time together, I walked away and felt like, even though our experiences are much different, I felt like philosophically we're the same, and I think that's the common ground you need to have if you're going to work together.
As an NFL coach, Pat, watching what Oregon has done over the years, I assume that you stole a glance and checked out what they do. You guys sit back there and go, wow, that's pretty cool stuff.
Well, it's important in this league that you score, and really in any league, that you score points and win games, and they did those things. And so that's what's intriguing. I think what's important is, you know, Coach has really hired a bunch of really fine teachers. And so now we're sitting in a room, and we're going to decide what our offense is going to look like based on, really, the experiences that we've all had.
How does it work? How does it work that, you know, you're in the process now where you're evaluating talent, and then what's the next step? Then you start literally writing up plays and coming together with a scheme? Is that how it works?
Well, it probably isn't much different than that. I think what you sit down and you decide how you're going to communicate, what you're going to call things, philosophically, what you want to run. And then you as coaches learn how you're going to teach it. And then you go over it and over it and over it. And then when the players come to town, you teach them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I wish there was a terrific formula for it, but that's really the process that all staffs are going through this time of year. Ours just happens to be a new one.
Why do you think, and it's probably a question for somebody from the media, but, you know, we kind of pigeonhole, you're a West Coast offense guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a spread offense guy. This guy's a
unfair.
It's almost demeaning that you, to label you one type of offensive mind, when the fact is, I'm sure you've got a whole three notebooks full of stuff that may just have never seen the light of day yet.
Well, I think what's important is we all start somewhere, you know, in a family of coaches. And obviously the first principles I learned were West Coast principles, but then you go other places, you do other things. And I've always felt like football has become very homogenous. Everybody's got curl flat and four verticals in their offense. They decide what they want to do running the ball, whether it's run zone plays or gap schemes. And so in some ways, we've all become homogenous. And then you use the players that you have to the best of your ability. There was a time around here when we first came to Philadelphia where we didn't throw the ball down the field. Then you get explosive receivers like Macklin and Deshaun and guys where you can do that. Then you do it more.
Mm-hmm.
The last two places I was, we didn't have those explosive guys until really the last part of my years in Cleveland. And so you try to do what you can to move the football and score points. And, you know, as you add explosive, dynamic players to your roster, then you can do more things.
Why is this read option stuff working in the league?
Well, I think it's there's ideas in college ball that are trickling up, I would say. You know, you think of there's over 100, you know, Division I schools, not to mention all the other colleges. And so there's a lot of really smart guys doing a lot of really smart stuff. And so you know, it's trickling up. And I think what's happening is we've got to get our rookies up and going quickly. And so these guys have learned these things in the college level. So it just makes sense that you try to do some of the things that they did in college to get them up running. And it's clicked in areas with the read option, so to speak. You know, a handful of teams come to mind, teams that have done it. But, you know, I think it's safe to say that component to a pro offense is probably here to stay.
What can you tell us about, as it stands now, what is this scheme? What kind of offense?
Well, it's just like it's hard to put boundaries around an offense that people know. I think right now what we're just trying to do is put together an offense that fits for us, and we'll probably let what happens on the field determine that.
You had 10 years in Philadelphia, outstanding seasons here. Lots of wins. You think back to those days and just how great it is when you win games in Philadelphia. It was a run that we had not seen in Philadelphia ever in the history of this franchise.
Well, I was packing up some stuff to come here, and I had a ball that was presented to me by Andy for our 100th win together.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. And when I was visiting with Coach Kelly, I told him, I said, listen, I said, if it works out, really, all I want to do is do my job and help a team win. And I think that's really what's inspired me on this part of my career.
Pat, how has being a head coach helped you grow as a coach, understand the business, and then the next time you become a head coach, how will that experience have helped you?
Well, anytime you've done something once before, it helps you. Mm-hmm. I think there's no substitute for experience. I said in the meeting just yesterday, I wish I'd have known this stuff 20 years ago. You know, I think we can all say that to some degree. And I think what's important is you just take those experiences, you combine them with the experiences of the other guys in the room, and you approach it with the idea that we all have good ideas. Let's check our egos, and let's just do what's best for us. And so I've also learned that's important, you know, as you watch a whole staff work together, like I did last year, offense, defense, and special teams. You know, there's a lot of good coaches, there's a lot of good ideas. Okay, now let's just make the right decision for what's best for us. And so some of those things, I think, help.
Have you been impressed with how quickly kind of the chemistry has grown here? I mean, there's so much. Chip is such an upbeat guy, and all these coaches from all these different parts. It must be very invigorating for you.
No, it's fun. Yeah. It's fun to be new on a new staff. You know, that's always exciting because you're getting to know guys. We spend a lot of time together in the room, but yet most of us don't have our wives here yet, so we have a chance outside the building to share meals and socialize, and so that part's fun. And, you know, I think it's safe to say as coaches, we accumulate a lot of experiences and stories, so to hear some new ones is fun.
What does this Philadelphia Eagles team have offensively when you look at some of the pieces that are in place here?
Well, I'll go back to scoring points and winning games, and we have guys on this roster, I think, that can score points. You know, we've got some dynamic receivers. I've always thought that Brent Celek was an outstanding tight end. Got a couple of running backs that have displayed an ability to gain yards, gain first downs, and get in the end zone. And then, you know, I'm excited about the news that Michael's going to be back, as well as the development of Nick Foles, a guy that I liked last year when we went through the evaluation process. So, no, I'm very excited. And then we have an offensive line that last year, you know, injuries come in bunches. Unfortunately, they all bunched up there. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully we'll get some of those guys back, add a guy or two to the mix, and roll the ball out and let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's get it going early. The loss of Jason Peters, Jason Kelce, Todd Herrmann, I think it's been instilled in us, obviously, that the offensive line is so important. And, wow, did that become illustrated last year? It was tough.
You know, this is a game that really starts and ends up front. Nothing behind the offensive line or really behind the defensive line looks very good if you can't control what's going on up there. And so I think we as coaches all know how important – the play is up front, and so be good to get some of those guys back.
Well, Pat, we welcome you back. Welcome to our studio here. It used to be an old T-shirt closet.
I'm impressed with your new digs there,
we're getting there, just like all of us here. Thanks, Pat.
All right.
Pat Shermer, Eagles offensive coordinator, in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.